back to you. It also links into the sort of self-indulgent piece. Have a listen to this piece of music from One FM. To Around the World series we did as part of this program. This is the only self-indulgent bit, I promise you, of this program. Well, the only one of many. But there are so many people to thank, and there are so many things to reminisce about. I mean, we've done programs as part of this 16-year series from Brazil, from Hong Kong, from France, from Italy and Germany and Russia and Singapore and Australia and Panama and Trinidad and Mexico, India, Guatemala, Saudi Arabia, of course. We've broadcast from Syria and Kuwait. Been in and out of Ethiopia like jackrabbits, and of course been to Somalia. The truth is that we never give the credit to those people who work behind the scenes, inside the BBC and outside the BBC, and it's impossible to make a series of names up without omitting people you really care about, but I do want to mention a few. Adrian Just and Christine Bohr and Neil Ferris and Rob Dickens and Fergus Dudley, Ralph Jordan especially, Martin Conley, P.K. Roberts, Chris Lysett, Mick Wilcoich, Izzy Metcalf, Little Izzy, who's now in Manchester, Obi, Nigel Blandall, Sue Foster, The Dragon, Claire Sturgis, who started on this program, Doreen Davis, Rick Skye, Jonathan Ruffle, Peter Beardo, Johnny Beeling and David Hatch, and Paul Russell, and Tony Parsons, Ted Bestman, who was the first producer I ever worked with on Radio 1, Dave Price, and Malcolm Brown, and Alan McGee. And you forget those names instantly because you think of the other names that you should mention. The studio managers, the BBC technical staff, who worked so incredibly hard on this. And all those people who get their act together and make this program work on air, Helena McGough and people like that. As a result of which, I have to say thank you to those people. Chris Mason, for example, I have to say thank you to him. And then immediately you start thinking of the television people who supported us. And all the people, for example, around the world who managed to get us transport on ships. All those people in various countries who helped us. You then have to say people like Vince Clark. I've never mentioned this before because Vince always wanted to keep it quiet, but Erasure actually did this theme for us. Mike Warmans. Dozens and dozens of people who contributed and very often actually secured the program and made it work. Thanks to them. Thanks to you for listening for 16 years. The joy about Radio 1, of course, is it doesn't stop. Next week, it'll be just as adventurous and just as forward-looking, and Simon Mayo will be here. But from me and the people I work with to all those people who've backed us up to the hilt, thank you. And here's the end of the Round the World thing.